The Haynesboro Assembly Tuesday voted to dedicate about $420,000 to upland development in the Small Boat Harbor project. It was an effort to recognize the concerns many residents have about the visual impact of the expansion. But the proposal to earmark the funds aggravated some fishermen. They showed up to the meeting to protest what they saw as another attempt to stymie progress on the harbor project. The message from the dozen people who spoke against the upland allocation was clear. The borough should focus on the functionality and safety of the harbor before aesthetics. Here's Jerry Ernie.
So it needs to be a functional harbor before you get to put all the frills on it.
Some, like Terry Pardee, questioned whether harbor critics had spent any significant time at the facility.
I feel like it's a backdoor attempt to take money away from our boat harbor. I really don't care much about trails and flowers and trees and that sort of thing, just to make people that I haven't seen in the harbor at all, just to give them a warm fuzzy.
And Donnie Turner said the assembly should wait until phase one of the project is complete before earmarking an amount of money he said seemed arbitrary.
You mean you're taking a really weird abstract number and taking money out of the boat harbor with no idea what it's for? I mean, if you have a plan for the $400,000, I would like to hear it.
I really find it challenging for the criticism.
That's Assembly Member Heather Lendy. She proposed setting aside the $420,000 at the last meeting. Here's how that proposal came about. It started with a portion of work in the harbor project referred to as Add Alternative C, which includes an additional 33 feet on the wave barrier and more dredging in the harbor basin. The assembly originally excluded that work from the Phase 1 contract, but borough staff asked they reconsider and brought it back as a $420,000 change order. The assembly had left out Adult C in an attempt to save some money and possibly ease harbor critics' concerns. Now that they were being asked to put Adult C back in, Lendy made a motion she thought could address some of the harbor project's aesthetic questions.
I said, well, would everybody maybe vote for the 33 feet if we designate $420,000 to upland development? Nobody said size of the parking lot. Nobody said parks. Nobody said, we said it was for aesthetics. We said we wanted to get some seed money to match the front when we got to that. And so I made this resolution in good faith with my fellow assembly members to get the 33 feet back in.
The assembly approved the Adult C change order in December. At Tuesday's meeting, Lendy's proposed $420,000 uplands allocation was before them.
And I think it goes a long way toward mending some fences, and I encourage you to pass it. And if not, I'm going to feel like my efforts were in essentially bad faith to even propose it.
Assembly members Tom Morfitt and Ron Jackson said they supported the allocation as a sort of compromise on a project that has divided the community. Here's Jackson.
So there are a lot of people who, this is a gesture towards those people, which are a fair amount, who think that a harbor can be both functional and aesthetic.
The resolution passed 5-1 with Assemblyman Mike Case opposed. At a town hall meeting the following night, interim manager Ryan said the borough will end up spending more than $420,000 on upland development anyway. He said it's unclear whether the earmarked money will come from the state general obligation bond or other pools of funding and what upland improvements it will go towards. Work on phase one of the harbor project is expected to begin in March. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.